Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Liam, this is honestly one of the best TV shows I have seen, and I think it might be the best treatment of extraterrestrials that I've ever seen on anything.
Praise indeed, sir. Well, I mean, that's what we're trying to do, but you'll also notice from watching the show that it's not really a story, but it is a story about aliens or an existential threat, but it's also the effect that it has on humankind, on the human human race, and the fact that if we don't work together, the whole house of cards comes down.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at. I think it's the fact that, and we don't want to reveal too much to people who haven't seen it, right? So we've got to be careful how we word these things. But I think it's the fact that there is this threat that must unite humanity. And I remember years ago reading a popular science book, and they talked about the different types of civilizations. And the one we ultimately aim for is a type zero civilization, where we are intergalactic travelers, and also we're earthlings as opposed to Irish and French and white and black. We're earthlings because the aliens are not humans, and here we are, or whatever. And it's kind of moving in that direction, this show. I loved it. I really loved that element of it.
Yeah, there's a lot to ponder. I mean, you know, people say, what's the show about? And we all tend to go, well, it's multi-layered. I mean, you've got which we're giving nothing away. We have the Oxford Five, which are these extraordinary human beings, normal human beings who have these extraordinary scientific abilities. And, my character is bizarrely in charge of saving the world. And I know it's a bit of a stretch, but there you go. And I have to employ the talents of these people who don't want that responsibility and all that comes with it.
The manner in which you go about that, though, is what I love is, look, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, who obviously people will know from Game of Thrones, who they seem to have given you the freedom to be the most Northside dub to ever save the world. And I couldn't be prouder and happier.
I know, yeah. Well, it was sort of written for me, because you know what? In the books, which I haven't read, I think he's described as 40s American ex-CIA and looks a bit like Hugh Jackman. So I believe.
Perfect casting.
They couldn't afford Hugh Jackman, so they came to me, I think, cut Price Northside or get him in here.
Well, here's the thing, though, because there's something, and I know for an Irish audience, certainly, the authenticity with which Wade, which is your character's name, that he does everything. The fact that you have your accent, I know it means more to us as Irish people than it will to the rest of the world, but it's the fact that you are, so, and Benedict Wong and his character, like, you guys are so authentically yourselves while playing these characters. It really adds to it.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. And here's how you are right. When they approached Benny about doing the job, they said they wanted an Asian man from Manchester whose parents were from Hong Kong and has lived and then moved down to London and became a... And he said, this sounds familiar. It wasn't until he said yes that they admitted. They went to his Wikipedia page and just cut and pasted it, his life story, to get him to do it. So it's so, true as God.
That's brilliant.
Kind of did a similar thing with me because I'd spent 10 years with them and, had a bit of a social life with them as well. So they have very good ears, David and Dan. So they slotted my square into their little circle.
Do they ring you up and say, we need a fella who definitely can't ride a motorbike officially yet?
I'm not on a motorbike in the show. Not yet.
Anyway. No, definitely not. What an amazing character. And you're right, though. The cast is unbelievable, as you said, the Oxford Five. But this is set in different places, set in different times. It's not a huge time travel thing or anything like that, but it just gives us windows into different periods in history. And it's amazing. And you mentioned actually avoiding, the books and avoiding Wade being an American. One of the things that stood out to me is how the show avoids America, because all of these save the world things are always based out of Washington and some, the president of the United States is going to say, like, Wade is not interested remotely as he is the global vision on this.
Well, it is. And you know what's wonderful about it? Because it is, you know, this existential threat is a global problem. And therefore, I mean, you can see it's the cast in this is a rainbow of nations. And it has to be, because we're telling the story of the human race. And it's not just about, you know, as you say, just about America coming to the rescue of the entire world. It's the entire world has to try and save itself.
You mentioned Game of Thrones, obviously the 10 years you spent on that show, and obviously my listeners will have loved your character Davos from that. You do, I presume, look back very fondly on what is just an amazing piece of television.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first job that I did that I could rely on putting shoes on my children's feet as well. It was the first time I had a bit of security as an actor and could vaguely plan ahead. And which was really nice after, you know, I was 20 years acting when I got that. So I'm over 30 years acting now. And it's just, it was just wonderful to be in a regular employment with the quality of writing, quality of storytelling in a wonderful ensemble cast. And that was really important. And I could take a breath and kind of relax and maybe plan a holiday for the family and, you know, do normal things.
Although knowing the way that David and Dad write, you could have also had your head chopped off every 5 seconds. So
there was that too. Yeah, you were very nice to the producers at the end of every season in the hope that you'd be seen in the next one.
This is very quickly because I'm being told I have to wrap up, unfortunately. A couple of things. One, you've worked with Cillian Murphy a couple of times, three times, I think, in fact, over things. It would be remiss of me not to, you know, ask you what you think of him winning that Oscar for Oppenheimer. It's unreal.
I did a podcast last May. I was at one of the, I'm a big Formula One fan. I was at one of the races and I did a podcast and I think he just completed doing the movie. Mm. And I'm an idiot. I should have put €100 on it or something. I predicted he was going to win the Oscar before the movie came out.
Wow.
Yeah, because I know the quality of the man's work. And Christopher Nolan's, you know, CV speaks for itself. And he's absolutely glorious. I mean, he's in nearly every frame of a 3-hour movie, playing a quiet, shy, tortured individual. And he's just absolutely magnificent in it. I my fist hit the heavens when his name was mentioned. I was actually I was in the States when the Oscar was on, and I was watching it in a bar, and I had to bite my lip to stop myself screaming for joy. He's an extraordinary actor and more than deserving of winning that prize.
Yeah, congrats again to Cillian on winning that. But listen, hopefully more Irish actors winning lots of awards left, right and centre like yourself, Liam. Maybe for Three Body Problem. Thank you so much for chatting to me today all about it. I love Three Body Problem. Out on Netflix now.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.